It's Monday morning. That means it's time for Where's Art with Annie Dugan, who's an art instructor at St. Scholastica and our host for Where's Art Monday mornings here on Northland Morning. Hi there, Annie. How are you doing today?
I'm doing grand, Chris. It is a great week in art. It is. We have a lot to be grateful for this week. One of the things that I wanted to mention first off was actually something that I was remiss in talking about last week, which is crazy because I was a curator for this exhibition that opened on Thursday last week. So the show is up and viewable now through the end of December, so you have lots and lots of time to see it. It is a exhibition featuring the photography of Kip Praslowich. Kip has been a Duluth street photographer for a while, and this show celebrates the last 10 years of him having his unique eye trained on the Duluth scene. The title of the show, I think, is very fitting. The title of the show is Everyday Mayhem, and it looks at sort of this everyday life that we, try and get through and sort of feel like we're constantly swimming upstream, and sort of the joys and challenges of just getting through the day. So there's scenes of events and festivals that are near and dear to lots of folks in Duluth. And then there's pictures of construction and accidents and food on the street. So I think Kip has just a really wonderful way of capturing this sort of peripheral noise that happens as part of our daily life. And that is at the Kruk Gallery on the campus of the University of Wisconsin-Superior in the Holden Fine Arts Center. So the space there is a really wonderful space to see his work because it's a pretty small, intimate space. And he's done some cool ways of printing the photographs. So if you're a photographer, it's also a nice show to see to get some ideas on some ways to present your work. And then if you are looking for something to do with the guests, the in-laws, the family, the friends, the neighbors that you have descending upon your home for the holiday, there is a wonderful event. Well, there's quite a few wonderful events going on this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Friday is the Downtown Duluth Arts Walk from 5 to 8. You can start walking off all that turkey with a lot of events going on around the downtown area. You can get out early and see a couple exhibitions that close at 5. So, for instance, the Duluth Art Institute closes at 5, but there's some great shows to see there. And then you can head out to see things like Lizards has a opening for Sam Zimmerman in their space. The Nordic Center has the Pepperkia Bayon, which is their gingerbread city, which is a wonderful whole creation out of confections. So it's an urban scene created out of sugar. You can enjoy that. Just definitely to get the whole list, because the Downtown Duluth Arts Walk has blossomed into something that there's so many participating organizations and exhibition spaces that I can't list them all, which is fabulous. So definitely check out their Facebook is a pretty populated spot to see all of the participating places, as well as their website. So Downtown Duluth Arts Walk is where to find that. Friday and Saturday from 10 to 5 is the Baboon Bimadizomin, which is Winter Good Life Holiday Market. This is something that ACO has been doing, American Indian Housing Organization has been doing, and this year is particularly exciting because it's their grand opening of their Indigenous First gift shop expansion. So their Indigenous First gift shop has been incredibly popular and a wonderful way to showcase the makers and the artists that are active in our community. And it's been so successful, they are expanding it. So this is your first chance to see that expansion. And then they also put out an open call for folks, and there are people with displays in the Powellis Cultural Center as well. So this is a just incredible cornucopia of Indigenous crafts, Indigenous art, usable goods. It's a wonderful place to see the kind of visual perfusion that these artists are exploring. So that is 10 to 5 at the ACO Downtown Robert Paulus Cultural Center and Indigenous First Gift Shop. And then in Lincoln Park on Saturday, it's Small Business Saturday in Lincoln Park, and you can certainly check out all the great exhibition spaces down there. But one that I'm particularly excited about is that Chris Monroe has her annual pop-up shop at Hemlock's Leatherworks, and she has been posting just these delightful small pieces that she's been doing out of pastel. So she'll have drawings, she'll have her books, she's there to sign her books. But then she also has these wonderful small pastel drawings that are absolutely delightful. If you need to find a little joy and respite in what can be a really stressful season for some, follow Chris Monroe on Instagram, because these scenes have just given me some delight and wonder in the last week. And I just appreciate her voice as an artist. And I think this is a great way to show off her work. She combines the pop-up show with Ochre Consignment Store, and I think it's actually kind of a fun way to see her work amidst all of these vintage clothing, because you kind of get that feel of Chris Monroe as well. It's that it's this timeless timeless art that's hinted with a little bit of nostalgia, and it's just fabulous. So definitely take folks out to see Chris Monroe and her pop-up shop on Saturday. And that's our fabulous week in art. We have a lot to be thankful for in our Northland, that we have so much to see and so much to enjoy with the visual arts.
Take care, Annie. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chris.
Annie Dugan, an art instructor at St. Scholastica, and our host for Where's Art Monday mornings here on Northland Morning.